The gridlock in Congress over disaster aid affects Joplin, Missouri, which was hit in May by a tornado. The devastated area is represented on Capitol Hill by Congressman Billy Long. He's a Tea Party favorite who won his seat in November as a man fed up with Washington.
Fed up with reckless spending, fed up with a threat to our values.
Since the tornado, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has spent millions of dollars in the congressman's district, and the spending continues. Congressman Long says that's perfectly appropriate, which is leading to questions about whether he abandoned his Tea Party principles. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
Billy Long is a pretty popular guy in Joplin. Last April, he fired up a Tea Party crowd there, pretending to auction off the national debt. Five weeks later, Long was back in Joplin, this time in the dark and rain, surveying the aftermath of an apocalyptic tornado. And this time, the federal government was his friend.
FEMA called as soon as I got there and said, "Congressman Long, we're on the way. We'll have boots on the ground there in an hour or two." And I said, "No, you won't. They're already here."
What followed, Long says, has been a superb relief effort.
The president came in. He was great. Janet Napolitano came in. She's been great. And Leader Pelosi came up to me on the floor and hugged me and said, "Anything people in Joplin need, they will have."
And that's just what they've gotten. FEMA has spent close to $100 million just on the cleanup, another $19 million-plus on rent and home repairs. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano was back in Joplin just yesterday, praising Joplin's can-do attitude and Congressman Long.
He's worked well with our office, with our shop. When he was asked about FEMA shortly after the fact to rank in on a scale of 1 to 10, he said he would give it a 12.
This kind of talk doesn't square with some of Long's constituents. Bloggers say he's shredding his Tea Party stripes, drinking the Potomac Kool-Aid. He's portrayed as another politician bellying up to the trough. Perhaps, surprisingly, some of this grief for helping tornado ravage Joplin has come from Joplin.
Joplin would be, some people would use the phrase, the buckle of the Bible Belt. It's very conservative.
John Putnam leads a Tea Party group in these parts.
I think the bottom line for most of us is that we can do it locally.
Putnam says it was volunteers, local folks hit by the tornado, and tens of thousands more streaming in from across the country, many of them evangelical Christians with ties to Joplin's numerous churches who've done most of the work. But Putnam, unlike some in the blogosphere, is willing to give Long a pass.
I think this is the system we operate under, and everybody thinks as long as we're under this system, it's fine for him to try to maximize FEMA's contribution.
At a gas station just outside the destruction zone in Joplin, Ed Kreitz, a local contractor, says he is grateful for the help and mightily impressed with FEMA, but not with the rest of the government.
As far as helping people out, FEMA's done a good job. But as far as what the people at the top are doing, I'm not too happy.
Billy Long insists the tornado hasn't altered his views either.
Budgeting's about priorities, and you certainly have to prioritize for situations like this.
And Long says he's confident that whatever tough choices have to be made, Uncle Sam's not going to skimp on helping people laid low by natural disaster. As for the government, there are still a lot of things Long aims to change, but it's less likely you'll hear him complaining anymore about being fed up. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.